It's kind of crazy that you said that you were in an 80s cover band, because when I, the first time I listened to Anna, I just said to myself, I'm like, holy crap, this song would fit great in, like, a John Hughes movie in the 80s. Like, I could totally imagine, like, Molly Ringwald, like, brushing her hair and stuff like that, getting ready to, like, go out somewhere or something like that. What was the creative process behind that song? How was that song written?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because I definitely felt it as it started coming to me. I felt that there was something kind of emotional, special, movie-like about it when it started coming together. But there's a couple different parts of how that came together. I had had that chord progression in my head for a while, and kind of that basic melody, and then but I wasn't really sure what to do with it yet. So one day I went into my the studio that I have in my home, and sometimes to kind of spark creativity, what I'll do is on my iPod, I'll just kind of do random of all the songs, and then when that song plays, I'll think about the song that plays and the structure of the song, not necessarily the melody or the chords, but the structure of the song. And one day when I did that, there was a song that came up that had a similar idea of starting the song with this bop-bop, bop-bop, and then going into some kind of nice acoustic kind of thing. So I thought that structure would work good with those ideals that I had with that melody, and pulled it together that way.